What's up, guys? It is Matthew. Welcome back to the Chasing the Dream podcast. Now you guys have realized where's Gabe? Gabe isn't here today. This is just going to be a me podcast. Today, guys, is just going to be me going over some things that's happened in my life, going over some social media stuff, going over some YouTube stuff, and just going over everything in general to talk about today in this podcast. It's a little different, you know, a little different without Gabe. The only reason why I didn't want to have Gabe a part of this is because Gabe doesn't really have much update, you know. Really, all I can say for Gabe is he's doing well. He's still in school. He's doing what he can. You know, he's being Gabe. And for that, we'll give props to Gabe. So, yeah, so this episode has nothing to do with Gabe not being here. This episode has nothing about me and Gabe's. We have no beef. Me and Gabe are fine. I thought, you know, we'll do an episode without Gabe for once and just talk about me, you know. I told you guys in the latest episode of season 2, which, by the way, welcome to season 2, by the way, at the latest episode that I would talk about all these things that has happened in that episode, and that's what we're gonna do today. So, for you newcomers, what's up? Welcome. Don't forget to follow us on any social media platform. Currently, right now, this podcast is on YouTube, Google, Apple, Spotify, and Anchor. You can follow us on our Instagram at, hold on, I can't get the ad, man. I keep forgetting what our ad is. I know it's Chasing the Dream 23 or something. I can't remember. Hold up. It's Chasing a Dream _2003, is our Instagram tag. So you guys can go follow us on Instagram. That's all we really have for our social medias, really. I mean, we only have 3 posts on there. So far, so good on this podcast. But yeah, there's our at. Support us on Anchor, support us on YouTube, support us on Spotify, support us on Google, Apple, whatever you guys feel comfortable listening to us on, follow us on there. It would be greatly appreciated. Don't forget to share this podcast out. We're just starting again, so it's going to take a little bit to crawling up that ladder again like we did in season 1, where we had some spikes. I'm not going to lie, we actually had a lot of spikes in our first season of this podcast. And the other question, the other thing that I had in the back of my head is a lot of people have asked, why is it just me as the profile for our Chasing the Dream podcast? Because I don't have a picture of me and Gabe at all. I don't have one of me and him together. If I had one of me and him together, that would have been our podcast art. But I needed something to switch from me and Colby, which we'll talk into that too, me and Colby. Actually, we should talk about that now. So, a lot of you know, me and Colby started this podcast together. I think for only like 4 episodes, me and him started and then switched right to Gabe. I needed somebody, and I even told this to Colby, I needed somebody more reliable to do this podcast with, and I ended up choosing Gabe. Gabe is more reliable. I can trust Gabe. Me and him can actually talk things out, work things out, and get a set schedule, which currently we're not following. Clearly, I mean, today is Saturday, so technically this episode will be posted after I'm done recording, so hopefully you guys get that, but no, I just needed someone more reliable, and Colby kind of wasn't really cutting the reliable aspect of things. Sorry, hold up, but, you know, just me and Colby are on good terms right now. We did have a falling out not long ago. We did talk it out. But yeah, me and Colby still talk. We still do plan on making content together eventually. But yeah, there's nothing really much for Colby right now anyways. But yeah, so that's how that kind of went down. You know, I need someone more reliable, and Gabe was that person to be more reliable with, and I ended up choosing him. So that's why Gabe is now a part of this, not Colby. I don't know what else to get into. We can get into my YouTube. I've been really, really distant, you know, from Golden Joe 3 games. As you guys know, I made a video about how, the person in front of the camera is the person in front of the camera. You know, it's a different person. It's my persona. My online persona is Golden Ninja 03 Games, not Matt Morin, not, you know, I'm not Golden Ninja 03 in real life. I'm Matt Morin. I'm myself in person. I'm a different person in front of the camera. This podcast is all Matt Morin. It's not Golden Ninja 03. You guys also know, I also retired my vlog channel, Golden Ninja 03 Vlogs, which you guys can still sub to and still watch content on. There's still stuff on there, and I'm keeping it there because that is part of, I want to say part of my career. That is part of my YouTube career, and I want to keep that there. And that's how we're going to end up doing that. We're just going to keep that stuff there and worry about that shit later. And that stuff's just out there for you guys to watch me. If something happens to this channel, it's a big possibility, you know, that is going to be my recover channel. I've retired it in 2023, and if anything happens to this Golden Ninja 03 Games channel, I have another channel to go to. I have multiple channels to go to make content on if something happens to that channel. I can actually list you guys off all the fucking channels I have that I can use if Golden Ninja 03 Games gets banned, taken down, and it can never be recovered again. Obviously, you guys know I have the Chasing the Dream podcast, but that's not going to be for my gaming stuff. This is going to be for the podcast, so you guys can sit here and listen to some conversations with people. So obviously, I have Golden Ninja 03 Games, I have Golden Ninja 03 Vlogs, I have a Matt channel, I have Matt Morin Vlogs, which is still non-existent. I haven't posted anything in almost 10 months on there. I have Golden Ninja 03 Highlights. That was supposed to be for a highlight thing for when I do live streams. I have the Matt and Colby channel, which we were supposed to do something on, but we ended up not doing anything on. And then I have the Morin Productions, where I would post all my films on. I got multiple channels. And obviously, you guys know I'm also on the Golden Duo with Alex, a.k.a. Quantum Hero, a.k.a. Marvel Squad. We have a channel together, and we're doing really, really well with it. And I'm very shocked in how that's going. And I'm excited to go forward with it. And it's going to be amazing. Mark my fucking words. It's going to be amazing. Anyway, let's get right into the topic of things since we are here. And we're going to talk about what the fuck is going on with me. Why ain't I posting on Golden Ninja 03 Games that has 782 subscribers? Why am I focusing on the Golden Duo? Why am I focusing on the podcast? So, for guys, some of you, I don't have a lot of motivation in certain things. You know, like content creating is not, I wouldn't say not really my thing, 'cause it is my thing. It's why I'm doing this for a reason. But no, I don't know where I'm going with this. To be honest, I like content creating. It's just trying to find the ideas. And it's hard to do that by yourself when you're a single YouTuber. Hence why the Golden Duo was made. Me and Alex have sat down and we talked about a lot. We talked about, he's the one who approached me with the idea, and I said, sure, we'll do it. We'll try it and we'll see how well it goes. And so far, it's going amazing. You know, we already have a video that hit 100 and somewhat views in a certain amount of time when we're only at like almost 50 subscribers. So guys, please subscribe, by the way. It would be greatly appreciated if you guys subscribe. But no, like, we had a conversation about the Golden Duo, and I need someone to lift me up, and he needed someone to lift him up. And we're obviously, you guys know, we've said it before, we said it in the first video of the Golden Duo, that our motivation went downhill pretty quickly. And we needed somebody to help us get back up to that motivation to make content. Between me and him, granted, me and him were the same person, and we didn't have so much motivation to begin with when it started. Amazes the hell out of me, I'm not gonna lie. Me and him have the most motivation I've ever had in my life. That's why I started the season 2 podcast so early. I wasn't planning on starting the season 2 podcast, season 2 of this podcast, until I was ready to figure out, okay, this is what we're doing for this episode, that's what we're doing for this episode. I had no clue in what was going on. I had no thought. Like, literally, I had no thought on what I was going to do for season 2 of this podcast. Because season 1, I was already having trouble with trying to get people to do the podcast in general. I had so many people lined up. I had someone... No, I'm just going to tell you guys the people that I was going to have on and got close to having on until we lost contact. Well, we didn't lose contact. They just stopped contacting me. They're tiny. They're not tiny people, but they're bigger than me, but they're not too bigger than me. I had the lead singer of Raw. You guys know Raw. They done a lot of music for my Raven movies and shit. I contacted the lead singer Sahaj. Got nowhere. We got somewhere and then stopped contact. Ben Carroll, the lead guitarist of Raw, we got somewhere, and he told me just to keep going with the podcast and catch up with him in a few more months. So that's what I'm going to do. Don't know when, but eventually we'll probably have Ben Carroll on. I don't know. We're not going to go that far with people. And then we were going to have a TikToker. His name was David Michael Frank. Now, he is an amazing fucking artist. He did everything on his own to do a tour because no one believed in him. And I wanted him to tell that story to you guys and why he continued chasing his dream. That's why this is called Chasing a Dream Podcast. Trying to get artists, trying to get YouTubers, trying to get entrepreneurs, business people, people who started their careers at a young age, like these type of people, to get on this podcast to talk about how they chase their dreams, what was their motivation, and why. That's why this is called Chasing a Dream Podcast. I'm currently chasing a dream right now with this podcast, with YouTube, with Kick, with Twitch, with Facebook, with Instagram, with Snapchat, with all these social media platforms that I am on, and my life surrounded by social media. As much as I hate social media, which, to be fair, guys, I hate fucking social media, I'm not gonna lie. But the career I'm trying to go down involves social media and businessing and entrepreneuring and all this crazy shit, you know? It's weird. It's weird to me how someone who hates social media still wants to do something in social media. It's just crazy to me. It's just really crazy on certain things. But it is what it is. I mean, can't do anything about it. Let's get into the topic of my life on why did GoldNinja03/Matt stop posting the podcast? Stop everything he was doing. So we're just going to go from there. I think that's going to be the best option. So I fell back into a deep depression again. I don't know if it's called depression. I wasn't feeling me. I wanted to content create, like, as soon as I would make a video, like, you know how long, like, so I wanted to start my new YouTube career, my fresh start. I wouldn't say my fresh start, because, you know, I stopped posting in 2023 for a while, and I wanted to go and continue on 2024 as doing it. But, as I said in my short, I'll play it for you guys. I'll play my short for you guys on what I said in my short, and I will answer a question right there. Let me get that short back up.
What's up, YouTube? I just want to apologize for my 2024 comeback, because it has yet to be the greatest. My 2024 comeback consisted of a new series on my channel plus a shit ton of content. Season 2 of the podcast, and a new journey on a new channel with one of my friends. Haven't done a single one, but one thing, which is making one episode of the new series. I'm going to try my hardest to come back to you guys with new things, new design things, even better YouTube videos, and better podcast ideas. It's just hard right now because I haven't wrote anything down on a piece of paper, and I've been forgetting, and it's also lack of motivation. Not really good at keeping my motivation strong, but I gotta do this because I'm trying to chase a dream, which is what it says in my bio of the channel and everything else on my social medias. So I'm gonna try my best. So guys, subscribe, because we're also on the road to 800 subscribers and 1,000 subscribers. So guys, do it while you can now. Leave some comments for some video ideas, please.
So, we get in the topic of things, of what was going and what was being said. I did start a new series on this channel. The WWE series. I did start that. One episode. Day one, main event, Tyson Colby versus Tyson. Colby versus Tyson as the main event for the Universal Championship. I started one episode of it. And then a fallout happened between Tyson, Colby, me, Gabe, Will, that were all in the series. And a fallout just happened, so yeah. Which led to me falling into a deep depression to not continue doing it. And it is a lot of work. That video took a lot of work. We had to sit there and record every single match that we did. I had to download them all to my channel, download them to my Mac, zip and put it in the editor, edit away. The intro itself took forever. So the plan was for this series was to do like what WWE is. SmackDown, Raw, pay-per-view. What we were going to do, SmackDown, Raw, pay-per-view. But we ended up doing day one. And it made sense to me to do day one because it was day one of the first episode of the series. And that was day one. Day one. Whatever. So that's what we did. We ended up doing day one and it kind of hit. Then I just stopped because everything that was going on was making me fall into a deep depression. Everyone fighting again. You know, like, I even said to myself, like, why do I start series with people if I can't finish them? For example, Game Beast with the boys. When was the last episode that I posted? Like 5 months ago? 6 months? 7 months ago? And it was the episode 5. We got so far into it, and it got ruined. Because people can't get along with people. What is wrong with this world, man? Like, just wanted to do one series with my friends, man. And it goes south. It just goes south so fast. And that's what happened with this WWE series. It went south fast. Do I want to continue it? I do. It gives me something to do when I'm bored and when I don't have anything to do. I want to create SmackDown and Raw because I'm going to be laid up for a little bit because I'm supposed to be going into surgery for my wisdom teeth, which, by the way, we'll get into in a second. But it will give me something to do so I'm not just laying in bed. I can sit in a chair, be on a computer, edit the series, and get ready for it to post. That's all I want to do. But like I said, it's difficult because some people are like, oh, no, I don't have places in place. Oh, I don't like this person. Like, it's so annoying. I know some of the people that are in that series is going to listen to this. And I'm sorry for calling all of you out. It's certain people, not all of you. It's certain people. And you know who you are. You exactly know who you are and what I'm talking about. I want to continue this WWE series. I do. But it's just seeing if everyone else is going to get along. I'm going to talk to them tonight, though. So We'll see. We'll see what happens. Like I said, I want to continue this series. And I also want to continue Game Beast, man. Game Beast was fun. It was awesome, funny, and hilarious. I want to continue Game Beast. I'll have to talk to people about that one, too. But I want to continue Game Beast. That shit was fun. I had an amazing time filming Game Beast, and I want to keep going with Game Beast. Make Game Beast 6. It would be awesome. But that's for a later day. Also, I mentioned my wisdom teeth. So, I believe it was either episode 2 of season 1 where I've talked about that I went and got some dental stuff done. That is correct. I currently had to switch different dentists because I didn't... Not that I didn't like the place that I was going to. It just, I didn't feel comfortable and they were giving me kind of like a bad experience of how dental work is supposed to be done. They would do things on their terms and not ask me what I want to get done. I had pain in my mouth. They didn't take care of it. They just let it go and did their own thing. Like, they did two big fillings, which I'm okay with because they were trying to get away with the try to get the cavities away, whatever, you know, get that done. But, you know, I had pain in my mouth from one tooth that I had that is broken, which, mind you guys, I have two broken teeth because I didn't take care of myself for a little while. And I should have. And now it's all coming back to bite me in the ass. But I switched dentists, and I am more comfortable with this dentist place that I'm going to. And they are actually letting me do what I want to originally get done. First things first, out of everything, I am getting all four of my wisdom teeth done and one of my broken teeth out, which is a good step in a right direction. That's where we want it to go. And then the next thing is going to be all fillings in my mouth. All my teeth have cavities. Some of them are small, some of them are big, so some of them aren't going to be too bad. The other broken one is savable, and it just needs a root canal and a filling, and it's good. And then we'll talk about getting an implant tooth and some braces to straighten my teeth in any sense of form. That's just a later conversation down the road for after all the fillings and surgery is done. But yeah, so I'll be laid up for a little bit. So podcast stuff is going to be stopped for a little until perfectly healed and I can actually function and talk. Right now I do have pain in the wisdom tooth. It's just the one on the right side on the bottom. It hurts like a bitch. It has been hurting me for like 3 days now, and I went to see them on the 8th, and I got an appointment with them the 19th of February on a Monday. So that's good. But I'm heading in the right direction with this dental stuff. As much as my nerves go, as much as I hate it, it needs to get done. And right now, I'm in the right step right now. I'm in the right direction of my life to get these teeth done and fixed so I won't look so stupid. And I won't feel pain, and I won't have any broken teeth in my mouth, and my teeth will be straight and straighter and maybe a little whiter. But yeah, it's totally my fault to not brushing my teeth, and I've been openly about this to you guys. So, but yeah, but I'm in the right step with that right now, and I'm excited to keep going and excited to get this stuff done. And hopefully my life will be better, in a sense. But that's one reason. Depression, I already talked about that. I already talked about my dental work. I really don't have much else to talk about. Trying to see if I can get some interviewers. I do have one person in mind that will be a good fit for this podcast. But other than that, I really got nothing else. I know it's only a 24-minute episode, 25, however long this is going to go on for. I really don't have much else to talk about, nothing else to really bring up. I do promise the people who are from my Golden Joe 3 Games channel, I will be posting videos shortly. Give me some time, let me write some stuff down. Don't forget, I'm also soon going to be in the progress of filming The Raven 3. So just stay tuned for that. But I'm also going to try to get some much videos recorded and stuff so I can edit them, whatever, get them out. I still have a video that I have yet to post. It's a COD video. I'm still debating about posting it, but I might. But we'll see. But just stay tuned. But I am excited to continue on what I'm doing right now. And I promise you guys I'll have my motivation soon. So, guys, don't forget to follow, like, share. If you're on YouTube, subscribe, like, share, comment. Do what you guys gotta do. I'll see you guys soon. Follow us on all our social medias. You guys know them. It's in the first beginning of this half of this video of this podcast. So, guys, me and Gabe love you. I love you. We all love you. And we'll see you guys in the next one. Take it easy, y'all. Have a good day. Peace.